Hello, Toby. September 5th, 1970. Tape 1.
This one's complicated. Okay. When were you born?
September the 10th, 1895.
What were your parents' names?
James and Elizabeth Toby.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Lucy.
Where are they from?
Malone.
Where are their parents from then? You know?
Yeah. Mother's parents were from Ireland.
Where are your father's parents from, you know?
Malone.
You know where his parents?
Oh, golly.
Do you know where your father's ancestors are from?
Vermont.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had one brother and two sisters.
What were their names?
Guy, Francis, and Gladys.
Were you the oldest?
Brother was older.
Where were you born, Malone?
Born in Bombay, New York.
Oh. Where exactly in Bombay? In the town of Bombay, or in the village of Bombay, or?
No, town of Bombay. It's no village, town.
Did you live in the same house all the time you were a child?
Of course, when we moved away to Bombay, I was very young. I wasn't over 3 or 4 years old.
Where'd you move?
Moved to Malone. She lived there ever since.
Where'd you live, Malone?
Lived in Malone on Pearl Street.
What'd your father do for a living?
Father was he operated a tavern. Hotel.
Oh, he operated the hotel on Pearl Street?
No. He operated a hotel and operated a hotel on Amazon Street at that time.
Did your mother work out?
No.
How many rooms were in your house here in Malone?
Oh, golly. Let me see. Six, I think it was. If I remember rightly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going way back there.
Did you have a living room and a parlor both?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of furniture was in the living room? Was it wicker or?
Well, no. It was something like you have today. Crawler, something like crawler furniture.
Stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have wall-to-wall carpeting in your living room?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was the parlor furnished bed in the living room?
Yeah.
Was the kitchen large in your house?
Big kitchen.
No dining room?
Dining room.
Was the dining room table and chairs all matched?
Set.
Were all the walls papered in your house?
Papered.
Bright colors or dull?
Well, they were kind of a dull color.
Mm-hmm. Did you usually eat in the dining room or the kitchen?
Eat all over the house. Eat every room.
How many bedrooms were there?
No. There was four.
So you each had a bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Were the bedrooms sparsely furnished, or how were they furnished?
Just bed and dresser.
Did you have, ever see a rope bed? What kind of lighting did you use in the wall at that time?
And we had electricity.
About what year did that be?
Well, Billy, that's going back about 1902 or 3.
Did most of the people have electricity in the wall at that time? Your neighbors?
No, a lot of them didn't. Some had gas lights.
Did the house have a fireplace?
No.
Was the outside of the house painted?
Painted.
What color?
Gray.
Were there any porches on the house?
Yeah. One.
Was there a front porch?
Mm.
What were your favorite toys when you were a boy?
They didn't have toys in them days.
We had most fun with it with a little drink.
Mm. You could push it yourself.
Yep.
What else did you do for amusement? What else did you do for amusement?
Just play outdoors with kids.
A lot of children around your area?
Not too many. Not too many.
Do you go fishing very much?
Fishing? Yeah, we fish quite a bit.
Salmon River. Thanks, little star. What did you do in the winter for amusement?
Slide. Tobogganing.
Mm-hmm. Where?
The Pinnacle. Up here.
Most kids go there?
Most all the kids went there. Skating.
Mm-hmm. Go around
Ballard's Pond over here.
The Ballard's when you were a boy?
Yeah.
Did your parents buy you toys for your Christmas, or what did they do for Christmas?
Well, they bought a few. Now keep the door closed, Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep it closed on the
camera.
How old were you when you went to school?
I was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. Couldn't go before you were six then.
Where'd you go?
First place I went to school was on Milwaukee Street.
What kind of school was it?
A little one-room schoolhouse.
What was the name of the school?
The only name it was Milwaukee Street School.
What kind of a building was it?
A little wooden building.
Who was your teacher?
Oh, God. Seaman, her name was Mrs. Finan.
Did you get along well with her?
Mm-hmm.
Did she ever punish you for anything?
No.
What was the school like? Can you describe the inside?
No, just a big stove and that. In the end, and seats and desks.
Mm. Were the seats double seats, or were they?
No, single.
How many pupils?
Well, there was about, there was about 35 or 40.
Who were some of your friends at that time?
Well, golly, there was Barry Crooks and Jamie Spencer. It was Sherman Beach. But that's all I can remember right now.
Mm-hmm. was the teacher very strict?
Oh yes, very strict indeed.
Mm-hmm. How did they punish children? How would they punish children?
Stay out of school mostly.
I ever see one hit a student?
No, never,
never. What subjects did you take in your first 6th grade?
In what grade?
First 6th.
First 6th, so go, yeah. Arithmetic? Mm-hmm. You had the arithmetic and reading and writing. History.
Spelling?
Spelling.
Mm. Did your parents encourage you to go on to school, or were they?
No, my parents died when I was very young.
Oh. How old?
I was only about, 12, 13.
How did they die? How did they die?
Oh. Mother died, I think, of pneumonia. My father. God, I can't think of me. It was heart attack.
Mm-hmm. So, what did you do after they died? Where did you go?
And I'm going to live with my aunt.
Who was your aunt?
Her name was Ella Lucy.
Where did she live?
On East Main Street.
Did you like living with your aunt?
No, very much.
Did the rest of your family go with you? Your brothers and sisters?
Brother did. And my two other sisters went to live with another aunt.
Were there any, did your aunt have any children of her own?
She never was married.
Oh. Did your brother like living with your aunt?
Yeah.
So when you went to live with her, where did you start going to school?
Oh. Flanders, I think it was.
Pardon?
I think it was a Flanders, probably. Oh, right.
Most of your schoolmates liked school?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was Flanders much different from the Milwaukee Street School?
Oh, a big, larger school, different classes.
Mm-hmm. You go from one classroom to another?
That's right.
Which did you like better?
Oh, of course, I liked Flanders better, because then I went to Bates School. The old Bates School was in the park over there.
Yeah.
And then when we went, we were transferred all over. They filled up, and I went to Bates, and then I went to the Hawkins School, and then went to the Allman School. We were transferred to different places. Kind of the classrooms were filled up, so we had to.
Mm-hmm. Where was the Allman School?
That was on Franklin Street.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to Franklin Academy later?
Yeah.
So what year did you graduate from FA?
Didn't graduate.
What year did you start going?
What, I was there 2 years. Mm-hmm. I had to go out and work them days. You couldn't go home and borrow money for education them days.
So what? How old were you when you started working on your own?
I was about, let me see, I was about 16.
Did your aunt want you to go to work or what? Did your aunt want you to go to work?
Well, no, she never. Asked me to go to work. But of course, I wanted to support myself.
Mm-hmm. What subject did you take in FA?
Oh, golly. Well, it's so long ago, I can't remember.
Did most of your friends go on through FA?
Well, most of them did, a lot of them didn't. Okay, so.
Did your brother finish FA?
No.
So after you said go to work, where did you go to work?
Where did I go to work?
Mm-hmm.
I went to work for F.W. Lawrence Store.
Where was that located?
East Main Street.
What'd you do?
Stock clerk.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
How was the pay?
Oh, the pay was very small. It was $4.50 a week.
Was the work hard?
Well, hard enough. That was a general store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They carried groceries and dry goods and shoes and regular general store.
How did they treat you?
Good.
Was the Lawrence's owning it? Did the Lawrence's own it?
F.W. Lawrence, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you interested in sports when you were a boy?
Yeah, baseball, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Not too much football?
No.
When you were at home, were you assigned any chores around the house before your parents died?
Oh, yes. And they would burn wood. And carry the wood in. And do errands.
Did you have to do the same thing with your aunt? What'd you do for your aunt?
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did she give you an allowance at any time?
Oh, no allowance.
How, if you wanted a few pennies, what'd you do?
Sold newspapers.
Oh. Was that the Malone paper?
That was the paper that was printed in Utica. It was called the Saturday Globe. That's the only paper that came in here. Malone telegram when, the Malone telegram just started up. But this paper had been coming in here for quite a few years. And this paper used to sell pretty good.
How much would you make on a paper?
You used to make 2 cents on paper.
How many would you sell? Quite a few?
I used to average around about 100 a week. 100 papers a week.
Mm-hmm. Did your aunt ever punish you for anything? When did you start going out with girls?
Oh. As long ago. Oh, about. I was about 18.
Was that about the usual age for people?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Who was your first date or girlfriend?
No, I can't remember.
Did you have a Christmas tree?
Yep.
Where did you get it? Where did you get it?
Cut it.
Where?
Country.
Anywhere?
anywhere we could find him.
Was Christmas about the same back then as this day?
Well, no, it wasn't so. It wasn't commercialized like it is today.
How was New Year's back then?
New Year's, and that's about all. It wasn't celebrated like it was today.
No. But Easter, was Easter more of a holiday back then, or?
Yes, I think it was. I think that people took more interest in Easter than they do now.
What did you do on Easter? What would you do on Easter at your house?
Well, we used to dress right up our best. And we planned them on Easter.
What'd you have to eat? What would you have to
eat? And they do now.
Did they talk about the Easter Bunny when you were a boy?
Yeah.
How about the 4th of July? What was that like?
You used to have some pretty good celebrations here on the 4th of July. You used to have quite a bit of activity in the fairground on the 4th of July. Fireworks and all.
Much bigger than it is today, then.
Oh, yes. Today there is nothing. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is quite a day, 4th of July. Every kid had fireworks of some kind.
Where'd you get them, sir?
Out in the stores. Legal in.
Were the fairgrounds used very much when you were a boy? Besides that?
Not too much.
Did you go to the fair every year?
Yeah. Practically every year.
What was it like when you were a boy?
Well, the fair you see them days, they didn't have night fair.
No?
And, of course, there wasn't no practicing automobiles. They all came in on horses. And those that didn't come in by horse, they came in by train. And the railroad used to run an excursion during the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Run an excursion from, they'd run from Ogdensburg to Malone, Tupper Lake to Malone, Saranac, either from Montreal to Malone. And people come in on the train and they stay 3 and 4 days during the fair.
Uh-huh.
And the hotel would be filled up. And it it created quite a lot of business for the stores here in Malone, see, when they come in and stay for that length of time.
Mm-hmm. Was the fair large then?
Yes, it was a large fair. Mostly the concessions were all local people.
No carnival as much.
Not as much carnival, no. But mostly all local stands, you know.
A lot of horse racing back then?
Yeah, horse racing. They had a lot of, the dining hall, they called them. They're like, they were long building and running along the front of the fairground, facing Main Street, all the length. And you go in there and sit down and have your dinner, 25 cents. And the local people, the different ones, operating these dining halls.
Your mother serve 2 meals a day?
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother have 3 meals a day?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you have for breakfast?
For breakfast, we had toast, donuts, and coffee.
Never ate meat for breakfast anymore? What did you have for dinner?
For dinner?
That'd be noontime, right?
Yeah, we'd have a regular meat and potatoes and vegetables. And not too much dessert. Didn't go for dessert too much. Mm-hmm. More good solid food. At night, we just have lunch.
Did you do the same thing today? Do you do the same thing?
Just the opposite. Have lunch at noon, dinner at night.
Where did it change?
Oh, it changed to... Well, that changed to... Well, I'm married. Well, I'd say it changed probably about 15, 16 years ago.
Did you eat a lot of pork or beef or what?
Both. Pork and beef.
You eat mostly pork?
No, mostly beef.
Do you eat much salt pork? Is that okay?
Just once in a while.
Did you eat much chicken back then?
Oh, yeah.
Did your parents or your aunt have a garden?
No.
How did your aunt make a living?
Yeah, she was a dressmaker.
Did she have a dressmaking shop in her own house? Or did she?
Yeah.
Was that a good business back then?
Oh, yes.
How much was she working most of the time, or how was she...
Yeah, she'd be working full time. Yep.
People went there? Yeah.
People who went there and got measured up. Most of them brought their own cloth.
Oh.
And she'd make them up for them.
How long would it take to make a dress about?
Oh, probably take her about. Of course, it all depends on the dress. Mm-hmm. Fancy dress or just a plain or... Oh, I'd say she'd do it in a couple of days.
How much was she charged?
Oh, gee, I can't remember. Mm-hmm.
Did she make clothing for you at all?
No.
Did she make any men's clothing?
No.
Who did the dishes when you were with your aunt?
I would, my brother.
Would anything special happen on your birthday when you were young? They weren't celebrated too much.
No.
Where did your aunt go shopping?
Just the local stores around. There wasn't no chain stores in the days. Just local stores.
She go downtown Malone?
Malone, yeah.
Did she can anything?
No, she didn't can anything because she never had time.
Did you find it hard to keep you and your brother, do you think?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I guess she was a single woman, you know, it makes a difference.
What kind of clothing would you have as a boy? Changes from today?
Changes from today?
Yeah, how is it different from today?
Well, you used to have a little round cap. What they call a skull cap.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to have these knee pads. No long ones, just knee ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there were called the boy suits, I always remember, was called Buster Brown suits. Every time you buy a suit, there would be a brand new penny in the pocket. I mean, suit. Brand new one, penny. Put them in each suit. One in each suit. The boy we thought that was for the thing. Get that bright penny. And he bought a suit.
Did you buy your shoes in Malone?
Oh, yeah.
Never had them made.
No.
Did your aunt also knit and crochet or just sew?
She might have, but I never remember.
Were you ever sick when you were a boy?
Sick? Oh, just cold.
Minor.
Cold and the measles and chicken pox. And the AIDS was going around, you know. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of smallpox around here?
I heard of it, yeah. Never knew of any cases. There was a case, I guess, but we never knew who they were. Because them days, they used to quarantine. Yeah, the measles, they quarantine you.
How long would it?
We'd be quarantined sometimes 4 or 5 days. Well, depending on the case. Scarlet fever, they quarantine you. Be shut up in the house for a week and a week, 10 days.
Were you quarantined ever? Were you ever quarantined?
No, never was quarantined.
But who did you have for a doctor when you were born?
Well, I had an old doctor. Old family doctor. His name was Dr. Furness.
Where is he from? Malone?
He was from Malone.
Did you like him?
Oh.
Did your aunt believe in giving you a spring tonic?
Oh yes, we had a spring tonic.
What was it?
I don't know where she used to give it.